All right, Coach, just general thoughts on the win.
I was extremely excited about the win, not because we won, but just because we looked like the Kennesaw State of old, meaning 6 or 7 games ago, sharing the basketball, pushing the basketball, taking easy shots, Jazz getting layups, Arion Smith hitting shots and ready to go, Carly making some pinpoint passes early. I think that really determined the game, really, early on. I thought we dictated.
Yeah, let's talk about the balanced attack as well. Jasmine had 19. Also, Christina with 19 points as well. Is that what you're just trying to achieve, just get multiple people involved in the offensive end?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we're the best when everybody's scoring. And what's good about our team is we have more than one person that can score. Any given night, DeAndre could have 20-plus. Any given night, Christina can have 20-plus. And, of course, you know that about Jazz. And then Arion Smith coming in. A lot of people don't know this about Arion, but out of high school, she scored 2,000 points. Mm-hmm. And no matter what high school you're at, that's a lot of points. And so when she has her mind right and she's ready to go, I feel like she's a big weapon as well.
Yeah, defensively, I think they started off 4-for-20 or something in that range. Were we able to do well on that side of the court, especially in the first half?
Defensively, we've been working on just guarding the dribble drive, and you know, probably the last 10 minutes of the game, it looked like we didn't. But we really, you know, I feel like teams feel like, you know, Carly Fry is a little bit smaller than the other guards. And when they get down in that restricted arc circle, there's nothing she can do, you know. And so we're working on just keeping people at the free throw line and above, getting them to pick the ball up. I thought we did that really well, probably the first 8 minutes of the game.
All right, your second half of the conference season, where is the team right now? Are they kind of at the are they making the progression that you are expecting them to make or want them to make at this stage of the season?
They're definitely progressing. I think, you know, when you have a lot of new players together, you saw some chemistry early, and then we saw a little bit of a lull. And I think it goes into the maturity of the team. You know, Jazz McAllister and Carly Fry came from junior colleges. DeAndre Sawyers and Christina Wells were our only two really returning starters. Arion Smith started in and out, you know, and then the rest were kind of new people. Katie Hunt came back from an injury, and so I'm really happy with how they've progressed. I think, you know, anytime you're coaching a group of young ladies, you're going to have the moments that we've had, but they've stuck through it, stayed with it.
Yeah, and lastly, your next game, what are some things you're going to work on and get back when you get back to practice to prepare for your next contest?
Just those lulls. I mean, we talk a lot about, like, starting the first 4 minutes and the next, you know, segment and all this, but there's a probably a 5 to 8 minute lull we have every game where we're either turning the ball over, we're not getting stops, and when you're playing the best of the best and we're chasing the Florida Gulf Coast and the Stetsons of the world, they make you pay. And Jacksonville made us pay. You know, we started the game with them, I think 9-2, and then we kind of were stagnant and they got some momentum. So for us, it's more about consistent scoring and consistent stops.
Okay. Oops.